some of our quorum, but I'm going to let you go ahead and bring it to our attention, and then we can, at least having noticed it in committee, bring it up under bills previously heard. Representative Crawford.
Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to bring this constitutional amendment forward, as I've heard a lot of people say, this is a real simple, straightforward a constitutional amendment. Thing is, that will have an awful lot of consequences, and it's going to take some political bravery and courage to move forward with this. But I believe that it's really incumbent on us to look forward and see that we have a disaster waiting for us and that we need to act. What this does is changes the constitutional budget reserve to our new name for it is the Alaska Heritage Fund. It's a percent of market value fund so that we never spend more than 5% of the market value of the fund. What that does is it protects our savings from us and hopefully would give us some the impetus to go ahead and do what needs to be done as far as getting a long-term fiscal policy. I can't see that we have any other choices in this matter other than to look ahead and deal with the problem that we have coming. 2005, 2006, we don't know when the constitutional budget reserve is going to run out, but if we do nothing, we do know it's going to run out, and I believe that that this would give us the tools to set this up so that we have anywhere from $120 million to a growing fund that will, in years to come, give us upwards of $200 million over the next decade to plug into our budget gap that we won't have to tax ourselves to fill. And I believe that will do it as far as the introduction, and we'll take it from there.
Do we have anybody on to testify on this? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have somebody with a time problem. We do have somebody from the Permanent Fund Corporation here.
Jim Kelly and Neil Slotnick from Department of Revenue.
Tell you what I'd rather do. Rather than take the time to get into this, I'm missing most of my committee members. We've got a caucus going on that we've lost some of the minority members, and we are losing some of our majority members. Some of them, one's out sick and two are gone. So out of respect for you and to give it a good hearing, I think what I'm going to do is not go on any further. Having now introduced it to us, we'll bring it up at the next best, most convenient time, probably Tuesday.
Okay.
It's my understanding on Saturday we're going to have extensive testimony, and I wouldn't want to put you under that kind of pressure again. So we'll bring it up on Tuesday, and I'll give you the time on that day. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now that we've got it introduced, and thanks for bringing it forward. Thanks, Mr. Kelly, and for coming. Sorry about getting you down here and then turning you away, but
thank you for coming.
As things would be around here. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the State Affairs Committee meeting before another one leaves me.